the poor is as Galahad.
Correct.
But before the Galahad, water.
It was all made out of truma.
Yeah, but the Havamim.
There's no Havamim. I haven't said anything just the case. I haven't said halacha. I haven't said nothing. I'm just reading a bracha. A mikvah shel truma. You have a porridge of truma. Vashum bashemesh of chulin. In it is garlic and oil of chulin. V'nagat v'yayim b'mitzasan. Pasul is chulin. It makes everything pasul, including the chulin. Mikvah shel chulin. If you have a porridge of chulin. Vashum bashemesh of truma. V'nagat v'yayim b'mitzasan. Loi pasul is magamagai. If he touches, even if he touches the shum. So he touches the shum becomes tamei. But the porridge does not become tamei, because the porridge is not bottled to the garlic. The garlic is not the main part. The main part is the porridge. When the porridge is truma, the garlic becomes part of the porridge. When the garlic is truma, the porridge does not become part of the garlic. Therefore, only the chulin is, only the part that he touched is tamei, the garlic. But the porridge itself remains tahar. That's what the Braisa says. B'havinamba. And we asked the question.
Is there a question of you that he... Because he touched the porridge the second time. Not... He touched the garlic?
I thought he touched the garlic. I don't see anybody say anything. In Rashi, he brings two pshatim. One that he touched the porridge, one that he touched the garlic. Anyway, Dr. Gemara Vavinaba, and we asked the question, Mokum Magri on my puzzle. Now, Rashi is a Chiddush, but this is the way Rashi and the Rush learn, so that's how I'll learn. Since the garlic is a very minor part, and this Gemara holds that when you have a mixture of chulin and truma, biblically speaking, you only need 2 to 1 to be mevatuit. The fact that truma needs 100 is only rabbinic. Biblically speaking, 2 times 1 in chulin, majority of chulin is mevatel truma. So why in the world does the shum remain truma? Why don't we say that since the shum is a minority part of the porridge, that the shum loses its entity and it's totally chulin? So why do we say that the part that he touched becomes tamei? That's the question. Let's say bittel, and since it's only rabbinic, and the whole chumrah of 100 to 1 is only rabbinic to begin with, and 2 to 1 is batul. So when a 2 to 1 is batul, why do we say the whole thing becomes tamei? Why do we say that truma loses its entity? Why do we say that the garlic becomes tamei? The place that he touched becomes tamei? Why don't we say that the truma is batul in it? That's the question of the Gemara. For tuma purposes, 2 to 1 should be mevatul. That's the Gemara's kasha.
What did he touch again?
Again, I learned that he touched the shum. The Rashi brings two pshatim. I didn't see anything in the Rosh and Taisus to say pshat. So I'm a rabbi by Bachanam Rabbi Yechanan. Matam, hayo bazar loika la b'gzayas. So Rabbi by Bachanam said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that the reason it's not bato is because if a Yisrael would eat gzayas of this mixture, he would be chayiv. Why? If he eats the gzayas of this porridge mixed with garlic, why would he be chayiv? He doesn't eat gzayas of garlic. A person's chayiv for eating, a czar is chayiv eating truma. It's not truma. Most of it's not truma. And Rav Yechanan answered, if you eat gzayas of this mixture, you're chayiv. Why? Must be my timer, la mishum de heter mitzar for iser. Must be because the combination of heter and iser is usher. Rabbi Yechanan is telling me that by truma, eating a half exayas of truma and a half exayas of porridge is usher. is chayav. That's why it's not butl, because you can have hetem mitzarev leisr. You said hetem mitzarev leisr is limited to nazir, sar, klitav leizer, and chametz. Three things. Well, here we have by truma that we say hetem mitzarev leisr, because here you have the mixture of the porridge and the garlic. And the reason we say that garlic is not batel is because you're chayiv for gzayis. Why are you chayiv for gzayis? You're not chayiv for gzayis of mixture. It's not truma. There's no gzayis of truma. The answer is hetem mitzarev leisr. Zok derash amar aleph. L'hashmai to the Rabbi Yochanan mikvah. Tavshil of b'kafui. A thick, I don't know what kafui means. Gondaitse kiyaitse by like cereal. The garlic and the oil are chulin. Basal hakayo, the mikveh ikr, utvuyayim paisel satruma. And utvuyayim makes truma pasel. Habina bamokim aga my pasel, betelu tavlin beruba. The kasalka daitel, the demuas, the midrabonam. We think that this is only a rabbinic iser. So it should be bottled 2-1. We yama rabba babachana, the demuah deraisa. And Rabbi Bachana answered, no, we're dealing with a biblical problem here. Why is this a biblical problem? The Hayo Bazaar, like a big Zayas, which is the same Truma lay. It's called Truma to the fact that if one ate a Zayas of this, he'd be Chayav. I mean, that's a biblical thing. We punish a person for eating a Zayas of this mixture. That's why it's called Truma. However, but it's not enough to passel the whole porridge, because the bottom line is the porridge is not truma. But since the person would get malchus for eating exias, therefore we say the garlic is not bottle. To the Pirish Rashi b'tzachem. My time, zar like alab exias, mishim zaris. Why would he get malchus for eating a truma? A zar eats truma, he gets malchus. Haloyahu exias truma. He didn't eat exias truma. Lav. Must be because Heter is Mitzarev Leisr. Now there's a problem in Rashi's chat that Tysus has. Because according to Rashi, the garlic is right in front of your nose. Bittul usually means when you don't see it. You see the garlic here. So what do you mean it should be bittul? Right? That's Tysus' scotch on Rashi. Because Rashi learned to touch the garlic. And he's asking, Rashi's asking, let the garlic be batul and it should be chulim. Tysus asks on Rashi, things that you see aren't batul, it's only things that you don't see. So Tysus has a whole different shot in the Gemara, and according to Tysus, you touch the porridge. But according to Rashi, the Rush, you touch the garlic. Why it's batul is a problem by itself, but that's Rashi's sheet that for some reason this garlic would be batul anyway. Yes, doctor.
Why don't we say that it's
makosa shenam
and they get from the definition of
bottle?
What is that? Rashi allows
her
to be visible.
But it's not true. That's the problem. Throughout Chas, it's not true. Besides the fact that it's not true, there's no other problem. And for the Gemara.
Proof you have, it's not true.
I'm not going through Chas now. Throughout Chas, the things that are visible are not bottle. If you have a tray for a piece of meat and 60 kosher pieces of meat, and you see the tray for a piece of meat, it's not bottle. It's a fact. Amr lay lay. So he answered him, no. My exayas, what does it mean, like all of exayas? The ik exayas of the achilas pras. And now we're introducing a new thing. And that is, what happens if I have a mixture? And in the mixture, I have, I'm going to pick the number. It's a machlekes, what the achilas pras is. But let's assume, 4 eggs. The size of 4 eggs. 8 gzesim. And within eating those 8 gzesim of this mixture, I am going to get exias of the iser. There's enough iser here that if I eat a pras, pras is, I'll explain why we get there in a minute, but pras is 8 gzesim. 8 gzesim. 8 gzesim of this mixture will give me 1 zayas of the iser. That's called zayas b'gdei achilas pras. While I eat the pras, I am going to get a zayas of the iser. That's asim midaraisa. That's what the Gemara answered. Not because of hetem mitzarev leiser. I am going to eat bazar 8 ate gzesim of this porridge, he would be eating a gzayis of truma, and he'd be chayav. For the truma, not for the porridge. Not because of hetem etzarif leisir. The reason the Tzar would get malchus is because he would be eating a gzayis of truma while he ate the pras. Now, the luchon of pras, and I think this is kedai to take 2 minutes to explain. The Gemara in Erevin talks about a shear of a loaf of bread that makes an Erev. And the Gemara comes up with different shiurim. And half of that is called a pras. A half of the loaf of bread, pras means half. A half of the loaf of bread that's good for Erev is called a pras. Now, the shear that the Gemara comes up with is the big machloikas at Erevin, is, for our sake now, is eight, the shear of 8 eggs. A loaf of bread that's as big as the volume of 8 eggs. What? I said 8 eggs. I knew exactly what I was talking about. I'm not there yet. The loaf of bread, Erev needs 2 meals. The shear of loaf of bread for Erev is 2 meals. The Gemara says 2 meals is 8 eggs. That means half of that, which is 8 zaysim, is a shear of 1 meal. Therefore, that's called pras, achilas pras, the eating of half the loaf of bread of an Erev, which is the shear of a meal. Now, some learn that it's 6 eggs. And 6 zaysim is a pras. But I'm just operating with 8. I'm not positing the shayla now. Now, that term, k'dei achilas pras, became a well-known term in halacha, not because you're eating 8 eggs, or 8 zaysim, or 6 zaysim. It's because the halacha l'maisha mitzinai said that anything eaten in the amount of time you can eat that amount is called one eating. Therefore, for instance, if a guy wants to eat Yom Kippur, Rachman al-Litzan, he has to eat Yom Kippur. And we tell him to eat a pachas mitzir. That means he eats less than a shear. Whatever the shear is. He has to eat less than that. Because less than a shear is not karas, the shear is karas. So we paskin, he eats shurim. Shurim means he eats less than a shear. Now, how much time does he have to wait in between half the shear to the next half of the shear? Day achilas pras, which varies machlokes whether it's 2 minutes or 9 minutes. Therefore, we tell people in Yom Kippur, if possible, to wait 9 minutes between the shiurim. That's where that comes from. It comes from the term k'day achilas pras. That's the amount of time it would take to eat 4 eggs, 8 zaysim, of bread. It goes as little as 2 minutes. That means when you eat the Gzayas Matzah, we tell you to eat it within 2 minutes. Because maybe that's the amount of time that Skirif will continue.